You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Family farming celebrates in Uruguay. The fourth National Native Seed and Family Farming Festival was held last weekend in Uruguay in the Centro Agustín Ferreira of Canelones Department. Family farmers from all over the country participated in the event. There were meetings, discussions, exchange of seeds, screening of documentaries and art performances. The activity had the special participation of small-scale farmers committed to family farming sustainability. The Seed Festival was organized by the National Network of Native Seeds, Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay, the Program Uruguay Sustentable, the School of Agronomy of the University of the Republic, the National Commission of Rural Promotion, Pindo Azul NGO, and the Centro Agustín Ferreira. If we do not keep our seeds, we are doomed. We will totally depend on agribusiness, which brings about soil destruction. Ana Cárdenas told Real World Radio. She is a farmer of Cerro de la Aldea in Tacuarembó Department. Ana and her husband have 10 cows and they have decided to take up dairy farming 80 years ago. They have been part of the seed network since 2004. Together, they make cheese and sell it in local Sunday market and also in some local grocers. We live on this, she said. The Native Seed Network, one of the organizers of the festival, comprises family farming groups from all over Uruguay, the School of Agronomy of the University of the Republic, and Redes Friends of the Earth Uruguay. Together, they coordinate the program to save and appreciate native seeds and for food sovereignty, which began in 2004. Ana says the Seed Network is a space for farmers to exchange and together become stronger, especially by including young people. Me and my husband are not able to sow seeds, so we couldn't contribute much to the network, but we're trying to keep the natural meadow to avoid the intensive use of soil. The Seed Festival took place amid a controversy over the occupation of land by forestry monoculture plantations and soy plantations, which together amount to 2 million hectares. There is also a growing land concentration and foreignization process. The place where Ana from Tacuarembó lives is especially affected by tree monoculture. The farmers of the area are leaving for good, she regretted. Ana highlighted the struggle for land in the Tacuarembó so that young people will not leave, and stressed the recovery of the government plots of land of the National Institute of Colonization in charge of facilitating access to land for small farmers. Finally, Ana supported the proposal of Uruguayan President José Mujica of increasing taxes on the people with over 2,000 hectares of land, although she said it is not a very strong measure.
You're listening to Real World News.